Wrestling with the Champ.
Hey, Champ. Happy Father's Day.
If I had a pound for every kid who said that to me over the years.
I want to know about your dad.
Me too.
He wasn't around much?
He was, just not with us.
Do you think he ever saw you wrestle?
I'm not sure. I thought I saw him once in the crowd at Yates's in Newport. He knew how much I loved wrestling, even as a kid.
Champ, look, I know this might be difficult, but can you share one of your favourite memories of your dad?
On one of his rare appearances, he took me to get my first tattoo.
And how old were you then?
14.
Isn't that a bit... what's the word I'm looking for?
Awesome.
I was going to say irresponsible.
He didn't do it himself.
I might regret asking this, but where's your tattoo?
One second. Ta-da!
What am I looking at?
Give it a minute. Let your eyes adjust to the light.
I can see two florets of brown broccoli sort of sprouting out.
What if I brush it?
Ah, ooh. That's cool.
Cheers, man.
Sorry, what does it say? Pwe?
That's not pwe. P-W-E, as in pub wrestling entertainment.
God, you know, I'd forgotten it used to be P-W-E. Oh, those were the days. Why did they change it? Once and for all, why did they change it from entertainment to federation? Tell us.
Trading standards. Something to do with entertainment needing to be entertaining.
And now, Champ, would you say your childhood was a happy one?
Oh, aye. As soon as I learned how to wank, I didn't look back.
So you were an impressionable young man with a love of wrestling and an active, let's say, imagination. Then one man took you under his wing, didn't he?
Big Bird Barry.
Fly.
He can fly.
He can fly.
He's a man.
He's a man.
With wings.
Fly.
He can fly.
He's a man with wings.
Feathery wings.
Yeah, of course. Who could forget that classic entrance music that got to number 63 in Poland, recorded by seminal 80s pub band Norquewind? Champ, how much of an influence was Big Bird Barry during your early career in the Pub Wrestling Federation?
Big Bird Barry, he were like a father to me.
I'm delighted to say Big Bird Barry joins us now. Big Bird Barry, is that true? Were you like a father figure to this man?
Well, if I don't know about that, from day one I saw a lot of raw talent.
Like what?
Well, here was this tall, powerful, athletic black man, and I thought, this kid could be the Michael Jordan of wrestling.
I think you're confusing him with someone else.
Who, Michael Jordan?
The Ginger Ninja.
Oh, that prick.
He loves me, really.
I'm pulling your cock. Of course I remember him. He was one of my best boys.
How are you, Barry?
Aye, good pal. How are you?
Buzzing, mate. Buzzing.
You stick that phone up your ass again.
Barry, what was it like working with Ginger?
Hard work. Sometimes you spend up to 300 nights a week in a pub.
And as the Champ's former manager and mentor, which of all of his matches do you remember the most?
Probably London 2012.
Champ, you never told me you wrestled at the Olympics.
Strictly, it wasn't an official Olympic event, but I did wrestle during the Olympics.
Against?
You won't believe it.
Go on, tell him, Champ.
Go on.
Mo Farah.
Mo Farah?
Neighbour.
If you can't get Batman, get Robin.
You didn't wrestle Mo Farah's neighbour.
I beat him. Choked him out. 2 minutes.
Right, come on then. What was his name? His name. Come on, what was he called? What was it?
Bo. Farah.
Mo Farah's neighbour, who you wrestled during London 2012, was called Bo Farah.
Are you saying he isn't?
I'm going to need to check the facts on this one. Let's pause for a break.
Trash talk. Trash talk.
Hello, mate. Trash talk needs you. If you think you've got what it takes to cut an awesome promo, share your best audio on that social face media, and if you make the cut, you could be our NEXT Trash Talk champion. So come on, loser. What are you waiting for? An invitation to lose, loser?
Trash talk. Trash talk.
Trash talk needs you. Bloody well needs summit.
A podcast about wrestling?
That's all I want.
You're wrestling with the champ.
Right, we're back with you. And chaps, the Hackney Herald says that both of you, along with a jogger, were cautioned in a pub following a row over whether or not a Scotch egg should be considered a bar snack. Is that true?
My client declines to comment on this spurious and offensive rumour.
Champ? Is that really what happened?
Do, do, do,
Well, I guess the truth is out there somewhere. Big Bird Barry, listen, I won't keep you. I know you're busy.
Cheers, pal. They're about to put the discount stickers in the out-of-date food in Summerfield. It's a fucking free-for-all.
One last question. You've been in the game a long time. Is there any advice you could give to aspiring wrestlers?
Get down early and take a weapon. Security can be fucking arseholes.
And if they wanted to get into wrestling, Barry?
Whatever you do, don't wrestle for free.
That does seem smart.
Give a promoter cash. Moyen does muckle, but money does mare.
What?
He's French.
Thank you for your time, Big Bird Barry.
No problem.
Big Bird Barry will be signing copies of his new autobiography, I Couldn't Give a Flying Feather, on his driveway on the 19th of June. You can see his personal website for details. Big Bird Barry, Ginger's early manager and mentor, I really appreciate you joining us on Wrestling with the Champ.
It's a fucking terrible name for a show.
I love you.
Wrestling with the Champ.
Champ, do you ever wonder what your dad is doing now? I mean, what if he's listening?
Is anyone listening?
But what if? What if he is listening? Yeah, I've got the internet right here. Champ, you know, just give me a name. It can happen as quickly as that, in a flash.
No thanks, Davina. The past is called the past for a reason.
And that is?
It's in the past. Now drop it, will you?
Okay. Fine.
Hey, did I ever tell you about the time I arm wrestled Lee from Blue before a Mankini match in San Antonio?
Wrestling with the Champ was created by Damien St. John. Written and produced by Ant McGinley and Damien St. John. Starring Ant McGinley, Damien St. John, and introducing John Walker. For more episodes, go to champpod.com or search Wrestling with the Champ wherever you get your podcasts. The Champ will return in The Royal Fumble. Let's get ready to fumble!